you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Really looking forward to this conversation. I think it's such a critical one and one we were hoping to have yesterday. And so I'm really glad we're able to construct it back to back this evening. The last pair of interviews, however, is showing me that clearly we don't have enough or long enough windows to have conversations about complex, convoluted topics like money laundering, and probably not about the concerns that labor unions are bringing with respect to the unbundling of Transnet. And we probably need a bigger format for that. But I do intend hopefully to speak with Dierwald as well as Stephen again, and I hope you'll join me for those discussions. Coming up next, as I mentioned yesterday, we were hoping to speak about Transnet unbundling. It wasn't announced yesterday. It was announced a week ago, the 1st of October. The sort of formalization of the unbundling of Transnet into Transnet Freight Rail and Transnet Freight Rail Operations Company, rather, and Transnet Infrastructure Management in terms of the freight business. This had been touted for months, and it has been discussed as part of the Operation Vulindlela and the restructuring of Transnet. However, UNTU, the biggest union, United National Transport Union that is represented at Transnet, feels that they were blindsided by this announcement on the 1st of October, particularly having engaged in labour and management discussions and raised some very pertinent concerns, not just about, obviously, about their members in labour, but also just about the viability of the entities that have been created and how they will move going forward competitively and efficiently. Representing UNTU this evening is Kobus van Vieren, General Secretary of UNTU, who's on the line now. Kobus, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz, and welcome. You are on mute.
Good evening, Refuwe, and good evening to the listeners. Can you hear me?
I hear you clearly. Thank you so much.
All right. And thank you for inviting us to have a chat.
Certainly. You know, the relationship, particularly at this time, post-GNU, with a little bit of euphoria about the fact that South Africa is moving forward, holding hands and trying to charge a better future, the relationship between government, business and labor is absolutely critical, and so is the trust. And so it's quite concerning to me to hear that you felt blindsided by what happened last week. Won't you take us into what led up to these events?
So, Refuel, with the unbundling of all the SOEs is not something new. It's a narrative that has been pushed by government for quite some time now. And they gave life to that through, in Transnet specifically, through the rail reform policy. Now, although the Truman TFROC is only recently announced, there's many other elements where Transnet and other SOEs are being unbundled. I mean, Eskom, you know, three different entities.
Yes.
In Transnet, you will have the TRIM, the TFROC, TMPA is going out on its own. And who knows what the future holds? Are we ever going to have a Transnet, or is it going to be a quarter or a third of what it was, used to be? So the unbundling has been coming for a long time. It's a strategy and a narrative that has been pushed by government for private sector participation. And what makes it worse is that it has been deliberately narrated that Transnet cannot survive on its own. But that's not the truth. The truth is that there is a lack of investment in the infrastructure and equipment in Transnet over the last decade or so, which has put it in its place where it is now, where it is not efficient, where it's not effective, and where it cannot be profitable.
Kobus, I mean, I completely agree with you. I think very often narratives that bring us that sort of underscore brinkmanship. We saw that with SAA. In many respects, that we saw that with Eskom, are definitely the ones that are underpinning the privatization of some of the SOEs. However, being on the brink, I'm curious whether, you know, just first of all, in theory, I thought that at least UNTU was in favor of this unbundling, but just a few more months out.
No,
not in favor of it.
No, we are not in favor of unbundling the SOEs. We are not in favor of privatization, and we're not in favor of private sector participation in its forms that, that Transnet and government is pushing. We are not in favor of that.
So one of the issues that you raised in your statement was the fact that in your discussions with management, you even had a couple of management members who were on your side saying they still at least needed to be 3 or 4 more months to assess this. What would you like further assessed when you speak about the efficiency and competitiveness of the resultant structures?
It is more than that, Refuel.
Okay.
So by example, let me explain. So you've got a line between, let's say, Sishen to Saldanha. There is only so many hours within a day, and there's only so many trains that can run during that day. As a result of a dilapidated infrastructure, these trips take 2 or 3 times as long as what it should. Now, with that constraints, you want to bring other players onto the rail as well. Okay. Now, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to give some of the slots away from the Transnet freight rail division to these private players because there is just not place. And the infrastructure does not allow for more trains to run on the same line with the same constraints.
Mm.
So you're going to have to give away some of the slots so that private sector can utilize those slots. That would mean that the TFR employees that is employed, who used to be able to operate on that slot, will not be required by TFR anymore because there's going to be a private player that's going to be running that slot. So that would directly lead to job losses.
And you did indicate
as a result of less slots being allocated to TFR.
You also indicated in your statement that, of course, the security of those employees and whether or not they'd even be transferred to TRIM even, never mind maybe seconded to some of those private players hasn't even been assessed. One of the things you also mentioned was obviously your concern that this was politically motivated because of the 47 billion rand guarantee that required that this unbundling took place by October. Is this still your view?
Absolutely. Irrespective of how unready Transnet is, they had to announce the TRIM and TFROC vertical separation. Otherwise, they would not have met the covenants and that was required by government for the 47 billion rand guarantee. If they did not announce that separation, even though they're not ready, they would have broken one of the covenants or the conditions that was imposed on them to get this guarantee. So it is absolutely still our opinion that irrespective of how unready they are, for lack of a better word, they would have announced it.
Kobus, final question. Have you had any response from management, the CEO, or Michelle Phillips, or the board to your concerns that you raised yesterday?
We have had no formal response on any of our concerns that we've raised. I'm sure that's with a good reason. Transnet would not like all the constraints and stuff to be widely known.
All right.
Because of the narratives that is being pushed by government.
Fair enough. I do appreciate this perspective from UNTU. This is Kobus van Vieren, who is General Secretary of UNTU, or the United National Trade Union.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.